This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have Lowell, L-O-W-E-L-L, Ponte on the line with me right now. A very, very interesting man. He's been on the show before. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a co-author of a number of, I would have to say, misses. The one that we're going to talk about here is a white paper that they wrote back in 2011. It's entitled "The Uses of Inflation and Remaking Money: Ways to Restore America's Optimistic Future." Lowell, I'm going to start out on that subject, and I want to talk about that subject as long as you and I have something to say about it. I want to start out by saying I think that some of the optimism that we saw in America when Donald Trump was elected president might be kind of going out the window right now, although I'm not really sure. I know that I have some concerns right now. I got to tell you, man, everybody is against him. Now, you and I share one thing in common, aside from the fact that we both love Southern California, where you live, and that is that we are both libertarians. I am totally libertarian. I do not believe necessarily 100% in the Republican philosophy or 100% in the Democratic philosophy. Rather than talk about those philosophies, though, let's talk about the optimism that may be fading a bit because of what Donald Trump is doing. Any comments on that?
Well, optimism is fading whether Donald Trump is doing it or not. You have to remember that when the founders put together the Constitution, they did not include the word political parties anywhere in it. In fact, the founders hated political parties. Their word for political parties was faction, because these were gatherings of people who got their power by dividing America, or as Saul Alinsky, the human god to both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, put it, you achieve political power by polarization, by putting people at each other's throats. And so that's the challenge that is being faced right now. We're seeing the country divided more than it has been in many years, many decades, many centuries, perhaps.
Well, I got a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because we have one power that literally, one party that wants to implement collectivism, that wants to implement a globalist vision, and we have a party around Donald Trump, or what there is of it around Donald Trump. There are a lot of Republicans who oppose Donald Trump just as Democrats do. They're also globalists. The objective is to restore, to make America great again. That is a plea for nationalism. That is saying we don't want to be part of a globalist government yet. We do not want to be surrendering American autonomy. We want to be our own country, running our own trade policy, our own foreign affairs, and so on. Very different from, say, the European Union.
Yeah, it is.
You're seeing a lot of conflict over those differences.
Having said that, you know, I have to say, you know, kind of an interesting segue here, in my opinion, Mr. Ponte, is you look at the way the country is going right now, and you seem to be getting a bit of a resurgence. Not resurgence, but you seem to be getting a bit of strength in what I would call the Democrat Socialist Party. You know, Bernie Sanders, et cetera, et cetera. The lady from New York, and I have to say, I think that's a natural progression. I don't think that socialism is going to sell in America, though. Any comments on that?
It depends on what you mean by socialism.
Okay.
We now have almost exactly half the population who pays no direct personal income tax at all. A significant fraction of them actually make money from the tax system because they get things like the earned income tax credit back, whether they pay tax or not. So our tax system is now partly a welfare system, and it's a system that says, look, we'll collect taxes from those other people over there, and that we will give you lots of free goodies with their money. In other words, as Newt Gingrich is fond of saying, it's hard to run against Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average Democrat may not believe in God anymore, but they definitely believe in Santa Claus. They believe in a government that buys people's votes.
You know, the one comment that I would make about that, Mr. Ponte, and I'd like your opinion on this, but, you know, I live on the West Coast. I live in the Northwest. I live in a pretty isolated community. I mean, it's 40 minutes round trip for me to go to any kind of grocery store or whatever, but I don't know if this is, I guess this is kind of true in California, but the fact of the matter is, if you look at the people in the heartland, you look at the people in the Midwest, you look at the people in, I would say probably to an extent, the Deep South, and that's where I don't think socialism is going to sell. It's really hard for someone who lives on the West Coast, particularly where I live in the heart of, I mean, I live in the heart of extreme liberalism in Washington State. You know, we are definitely, definitely 100% Democratic here, and it's very, very liberal Democratic. I mean, it's the mayor of Seattle is a gay woman, and Seattle is very proud of that, and I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. It's interesting what's going on here on the West Coast, but I think the heartland is going to stop any type of what I would say is ultra-liberal philosophies from getting into extreme power. Mr. Ponte, what do you think?
Well, Donald Trump is exercising a kind of government centralism that the founders would have found rather shocking. And that is a policy in which the government determines trade policy in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the liberals want to control the marketplace directly. Elizabeth Warren, for example, as I talk about in my latest column at World Net Daily, actually has put forth a measure saying every major corporation in the U.S. must be able to operate with a federal charter. And that federal charter is dependent on their doing what the politicians want by way of helping the environment, helping the poor, and so on. It's a very vague law that basically allows the politicians to shut down or punish any company they wish at any time. It's a kind of mass appropriation. And here's one of the problems we have with the idea of socialist. Not only is Scandinavia not necessarily socialist, as they like to argue, but increasingly there's a recognition that in economics, even an evildoer like Adolf Hitler had a deeper, more sophisticated understanding of economics than Karl Marx did.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? The French tried nationalizing several decades ago whole industrial sectors like iron and steel and coal and so on. And what did they find? They found there's a minor problem because once you take over a company as the government, as the formal definition of socialism requires, then you have nobody to collect property tax from. Elizabeth Warren is following the modern fascist model. And under the modern fascist model that the left now is increasingly enamored with, you don't actually own the company as a government. Rather, you just regulate it. And regulating it means you tell the company who can be on their board of directors, who they must hire, what they must make, how much they must sell it for, how many of whatever that is they must make. 10,000 different regulations or commandments are given to companies, and yet, at the end of the year, the government smiles and says, but you still have a piece of paper that says you're the owner, and therefore here's your property tax bill and your income tax bill, things they couldn't collect if it were owned by the government itself. And so that's actually a more sophisticated version of socialism than anything that Karl Marx imagined. Karl Marx was basically wrong about almost everything, if you go study him. And yet, what does the left want? Well, basically they want a society that will not judge them, will not put any god that threatens their moral whims at the moment,
yep,
but that will take care of them. It will, in other words, it is a permanently infantilized society in which the people are children.
I totally understand that. Lowell, got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al is going to be right back with Lowell Ponte. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back, chatting with Lowell Ponte right now. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about Mr. Ponte before we turn him loose again. He's a former think tank futurist. He's a retired roving editor of Reader's Digest. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and many other publications. He's been a contributing editor at a pub called Reason and Lies on Liberty, a.k.a. the Freeman magazines, and he's been an investigative reporter for United Futures Syndicate, United Media. He's currently a columnist at Newsmax.com. He's been a guest. I'm honored. Lowell has been on Good Morning America. He's been on David Letterman, and he's been on a whole bunch of other programs, including the Today Show, etc., etc. So this is a man we take seriously. Lowell, I want to talk a little bit again about how do we restore optimism in America's future. We are so polarized right now. You can't even talk politics anymore at cocktail parties. What's going on? How do we restore
optimism? Well, and part of the aggravation of that, of course, is we used to have large swaths of our life that were not politicized. You could watch a sporting event without seeing people debate over whether they're going to kneel at the beginning of the game or during the national anthem. We used to be able to talk about almost anything without worrying about offending people.
Right.
And now, every single word you say, everything you type on the internet, you may have to fear that 20 years from now, someone will dig up and use to get you fired or condemn you. Because, after all, we spend a lot of our time committing the sin of historicism, and what I mean by that is we look at people who lived 100, 500, 2,000 years ago, and we judge them by today's moral standard, which didn't even exist when they were there.
Yep.
They were living by their moral standard of their time, and this does not give you a very fair or reasonable picture of those people, especially when we have a political correctness attitude that you must politically conform to every single thing. When George Orwell wrote 1984, one of the characteristics of Big Brother's totalitarian dictatorship was they had a thing called the two-minute hate, in which all the people would be shown a picture of one person and told, you must hate this person. And you would intensely scream and shout and yell at him as if he were the devil himself. And people would be swept up in the collective feeling of this kind of hatred. This is the kind of thing Hitler, of course, would aim at the Jews. But it's the kind of thing that the leftist media now aims at Donald Trump.
Yep.
We have the 24-hour hate in the United States, in which, although he's achieved a great many things, even though the economy is in some ways better than it's been in our lifetimes, we look at that, and we are not told about any of the good things. We are only told about what Donald Trump did that was bad or evil today, or who was persuaded to condemn Donald Trump today. In other words, he's held up as a devil doll.
Yeah.
With pins constantly stuck in him. If we were to overcome that, we'd realize that there's actually a lot to be optimistic about.
Yep.
In our society.
Well, there is, you know, and I want to interject here. And that what I want to interject is I don't even watch King TV, which is the main station in Seattle. CBS may disagree with that, but my wife watches the news every night, and I absolutely refuse to watch it. And the reason that I do is because it is the epitome of political correctness. Epitome. Seattle is the epitome of political correctness in the sense that if you belong to a, let's say, minority group of some kind, whether it's sexual preference, whether it's race, whatever, you got a leg up on everybody else in there, to say the least. And that's proven by the police chief, who I'm sure is a very competent person. It's proven by the mayor, who I'm sure is a very competent person, although I don't particularly think she's doing a particularly good job. It's proven by the fact that people go out of their way to be politically correct. And I think political correctness, Mr. Ponte, quite frankly, is the bane of our existence in the United States. Any comments?
Well, this is why Craig Smith and I wrote recently our seventh book called Money, Morality, and the Machine. How a lot of the machine is now being influenced by morality, and how, as you said earlier, inflation is part of that. That is, we used to have honest money. We used to, for instance, have a gold standard, meaning every dollar you had was backed up by something tangible. So if you thought the government was running $1 trillion a year excess off the printing presses, as it was during Barack Obama's 8 years, he ran up more than $8 trillion in debt just from printing paper money. You see this done to the point of destruction of the money altogether recently in socialist Venezuela. You would take your dollars down to the nearest bank or government office and say, I would like these converted to gold right now. And that would put a brake on. You see, the government does not have the ability to print gold out of thin air as they do dollars. And therefore, the government is stopped from printing money willy-nilly, and that also means, this is why the founders favored that, you cannot just enlarge the government with artificial money willy-nilly. So it was a handcuff, set of golden handcuffs that they put on government and politicians. When they decided to end that linkage to gold, or they decided to let the government use odd multipliers, meaning you needed less and less gold to back $1, starting with the Federal Reserve Board in 1913, that has led us to the government we have today. And by the way, it's allowed the government to steal approximately $220 trillion
That's right.
from the American people. That is, getting your labor, getting the fruits of your effort for less than it was really worth. And they will just continue doing that more and more because the government does not know how to stop spending. This is how politics are run today. You give things away. The politicians you talk about in Washington State, for example, may not appear to be competent if your goal is to run an honest, reputable government. But if your goal is simply to guarantee the election of the Democratic Party in the next election, then they're doing the right thing.
That's absolutely right.
In the sense that they're buying votes. They're winning over a constituency. They're doing what, well, for example, in the days of the Bible, Jesus gave a parable about the Good Samaritan. And people do not really understand that. The Samaritans were hated by most of the Jewish people back then. Why? Because they were very atypical. They were quasi-Jews who didn't really believe in real Judaism. They had red hair. They had blue eyes, most of them. Where in the world did they come from?
When the
Jews were taken off to captivity in Babylon around 600 B.C., the Samaritans were moved from a different part of the Babylonian Empire, probably around the Caucasus Mountains in Russia, into what had been Israel or Palestine.
Lowell, sorry, we got to take a real quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a station break. I'm going to be back with Lowell Ponte. He's going to be back, I guarantee, at least in a couple of weeks, if he is willing. Mr. Ponte, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. CNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, you know what? We didn't have to wait 2 weeks. We got Lowell Ponte back right now. I want to talk about his latest book, and I want to start this out by saying you can get a free copy of this book by simply calling 1-800-630-1492. That was when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, as Lowell likes to say. I want to say something else. Guaranteed personally by Big Al that this phone number will not be used for any marketing purposes whatsoever, other than to send you a copy of Lowell and Craig's new book. Let's talk about that book right now, Lowell, if you don't mind.
By the way, when you say free, we're talking about we pay the postage as well.
What a prince. What a prince.
Now, I cannot say that no one will ever call you at that number.
Okay.
Because what we like to do, we keep writing books. And we like to inform people of the next book and the next book and the next book after that.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. 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 Let's talk a little bit about the content of the book, Lowell. I'm really intrigued by it, and the reason I'm intrigued by it is because I'm tired of losers. I'm tired of people who do nothing but complain. We've talked about that in the prior two segments, but you know what? You never get anywhere in this world if all you do is complain. You and Craig take it one step farther by actually putting in your time and effort and writing books to inform people as to what they can do to make things better, correct?
Yeah, and we give the books away.
Okay.
I mean, we don't write these books to sell them. We write them to arm people with information they can use to protect themselves or make their own lives better. Because politicians have basically debased our money They have basically drained the value out of the money, and they do it for a whole series of reasons and by a whole series of different ways. And there are things you can do to protect yourself.
There are things you can do to protect yourself, but I have to tell you, we've been talking about the debasement of currency for an awful long time. Lowell, I started doing radio in 1995, and that's when I actually, 2002, I got smart, and I started talking about the fact that the U.S. dollar was not asset-based. It was based on absolutely nothing, and that is one of the ways that the Mr. and Mrs. America can lose a lot of money and not even know it.
Yeah, for example, Richard Nixon ended the last tiny hint of a gold standard between the dollar and gold. It was the euro dollar in 1971. And that caused the dollar's real value in the world to plunge by a third almost overnight.
Yep.
It forced us to adopt oil as the alternative basis. In other words, to cut a secret deal with Saudi Arabia that they would only sell their oil for dollars. That's what propped the dollar up. And since then, the dollar has lost more than 600% of its value.
You don't notice this,
of course, because
you're
using the dollar every day.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it just costs you more and more and more dollars, but supposedly you earn more and more dollars. Then, of course, the politicians play other games. For example, under Social Security, you're supposed to get a cost of living adjustment that will offset the inflation loss to your money. So what you're getting is still the same value year after year. Under Barack Obama, there was not an adjustment to your Social Security for 8 years.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And therefore, everyone on Social Security has suffered a permanent loss in the value of their Social Security account because nothing was done to offset that inflation. When gasoline was above $5 a gallon, when hamburger rose to the price of steak and so on, the government just said, oh, well, these are little temporary volatile factors, and we're not going to offset anyone's Social Security for that. In other words, the government was playing a con game. It was basically keeping the value that it was supposed to pay to you.
Yep. That's really interesting. You know, I know there are a whole lot of ways that you can protect yourself. You know, coins is one of them, and you guys, I think, are into that to an extent. There are a lot of different ways.
Well, Craig is. I'm not, necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's one alternative. The thing is to not depend solely on the dollar. If you want to invest in antiques, if you want to invest in anything material, the kind of things that Ludwig von Mises, when he was writing about it, referred to at the height of the Depression. He had a long German term for it, but it translated as flight into things.
Right.
So instead of holding on to government paper money, you change the money into things, because the things will keep their value better than the money will.
You bet. Nobody knows that better than Big Al. I have to tell you, I've been hopping on that ever since 2002 when I realized that, hate to use this analogy, but it's really true, the emperor in the United States from a fiscal standpoint really doesn't have any clothes. There's no question about that. And you have to protect yourself. You know, I know an awful lot of people who are into that very, very successfully, and they have done their clients an awful lot of good. You know, James Turk is one, and Craig Smith, I guess, is also one. You know, with his philosophy about coins. I mean, there are people out there who really you ought to listen to, because they are simply, sure, they're trying to make money, but what the heck, they are simply trying to provide you with alternatives that will work. Let's look today, for example. I mean,
sure, and this is not a book, by the way, that preaches buying gold. It simply shows you what the government is doing to you and then gives you a series of alternatives.
Give us a brief synopsis, if you would.
Well, I mean, for example, buying property would be very nice, except you really can't buy property. You can buy a home or something like that, but if you don't pay property tax to the government for a few years, guess what? They come and take your home away.
You bet they do.
In other words, you're really renting your home from the government. The government is the ultimate owner of the property. You aren't.
That's really interesting.
Whereas if you buy antiques or other things, they are yours permanently.
Yep.
You don't have to pay tax just to keep owning them year after year.
Yeah, that's something that people really, really need to be aware of. Now, most of the people, I have to tell you, most of the folks on our show are what I would call very avid, very well-informed, very astute gold bugs. Not only in terms of alternatives like you know, coins and the like, but they're also very astute in the area of mining companies. That's how we cut our teeth way back when. I mean,
Well, for those who don't know, Craig Smith, in addition to Pierre appearing with Neil Cavuto about once a week on Fox Business, he is the head of Swiss America Trading Corporation. So yes, he is one of the old mainline gold companies in this country and rare coin owners in this company, our country. So he's a very interesting person and knows a great deal about this. But the main goal is just to protect you from what the government is doing by whatever method.
You know, when you look at everything that we talk about on KERO Politics, I'm sure that you can now realize why I have so much respect for Lowell Ponte, P-O-N-T-E, and the reason is because he's a guy who realizes what's going on. He's a guy who realizes that there are a lot of symptoms out there. Political correctness is a symptom. Creeping socialism is a symptom. There are a lot of symptoms out there, but you know what? You got to be aware of them. Anyway, you want that book? 1-800-630-1492.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, welcome back. I got to tell you, I think Lowell Ponte is a really interesting guy. It's a pleasure to have him on the show. Another guy who's really interesting, who I continue to learn a lot from, is my buddy Chris Temple. Chris sent me an article earlier this week that would appear in the Russian Times. Let me give you the quote, because this is really worth talking about. This is according to German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas. The European Union should set up a system that would allow Brussels to be independent in the financial operations from Washington. The implications of that, I think, are pretty interesting. It's kind of hard to disagree, but they are kind of flexing their muscle at this point. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Mr. T, what do you think?
Well, long term, it's a good thing if they go to the mat, and I hope they do at some point. You know, when what gave rise to this, first of all, Al, of course, was the new Iran sanctions, or renewed Iran sanctions. And a lot of the world is hostage to the U.S. dollar's hegemony over the world. And what the U.S. has told everybody, and there's a little bit of wiggle room here and there, but by and large, if you do business with Iran, you cannot do business with the U.S. and with the dollar-based global payment system. And a lot of people just won't do that. The French energy giant Total has knuckled under. A couple other big European industrial firms have knuckled under, canceled a deal with Iran and so forth. Mr. Maas was just the latest, fairly high-ranking, he's Germany's foreign minister, European official, to say that, you know what, enough is enough. One of these days, it'd be nice if we controlled our own destiny. And what is good for Europe and our essentially next-door neighbor with a little buffer left between them, Russia, and Middle Eastern countries who we also do business with, much more so than the U.S., we should be able to decide for ourselves who's a friend and who's an enemy, who we do business with and who we don't. Now, Chancellor Merkel came out quickly and walked back those comments, because one minute she gets out of bed and she wants to stand up to the U.S. The next minute she's scared to death to do that. So she can't quite make up her mind. I think in her heart of hearts, she would much rather be friendly. I mean, she and President Putin have always gotten along very well personally. And I think if they were allowed to do that and you did not have this sword of Damocles.
There you go. Okay.
Hanging over the Germany's head from the dollar, I think everybody would get along well over there without us sticking our nose into it.
You know, I have to tell you, it's very interesting. I'm going to get a presentation tomorrow from Harlan Ullman at our book club, who... Harlan wrote a book about, it was entitled The Anatomy of Failure, Why the U.S. Loses Every War That It Starts. You know, there are a lot of people, I mean, Harlan is he's a senior fellow at the Naval War Academy. He doesn't approve of what the U.S. is doing, and he hasn't approved of what the U.S. has done, going back as far as the Korean War. I have to say, the awareness of our faults is really starting to become, apparent. And a lot of people are starting to say, you know, this is bad for the world, and we have to also consider the actions around the world and not just the actions of the United States. Any comments on that as it relates to this particular article, Chris?
Well, I agree. You know, at some point, you know, the U.S. wants to portray itself as the white knight. We're spreading freedom and democracy around the world, and it's such nonsense in many respects. Let's look, for instance, at this whole ongoing storyline. And even here in the state of Florida, Senator Nelson said recently, the Russians have infiltrated Florida's election system. Well, Florida says it hasn't. Homeland Security says they haven't. The FBI says they haven't. But you've got this hysteria over this supposed hacking of our so-called democracy. Just this week, you had an expert on the PBS NewsHour that literally, and I mean, this guy didn't crack a smile. He shows this picture, Kim Jong-un and Donald getting ready to kiss one another, as an example of hacking of our social media to try and confuse Americans over something like this. Are you serious? When this country, largely because we're armed with the world's reserve currency, if we don't like somebody, we don't do baby stuff like that. We go in and assassinate somebody, overthrow somebody. I mean, we did it in Libya, and Hillary Clinton cackled right about how wonderful it was to kill Gaddafi. So this is crazy, and the world is sick and tired of it. We should, as Americans, be sick and tired of it, that in our names, the people that run this country do stuff like this. I will gladly, and I hope I live to see this, I will dance on the dollar's grave if I live to see the dollar's end as the global reserve currency. And I say that not because the gold price will go up as a result, but because other people in the world will enjoy freedom from the tyranny that the U.S. deep state military has forced on the world for our entire lifetimes.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm doing a lot of reading on that subject right now, and the more I read about it, the more I have to agree with some of the folks on our website. And that includes Moriarty, that includes CFS, believe it or not, even though those two guys are at odds with each other a lot. But there are a number of things that we're doing that are very, very surprising to me, because they're just simply not right. They're destabilizing areas so that they don't provide, so that they don't turn into enemy strongholds towards the U.S. in the future. I mean, that's been going on for a long time. That's something that's very similar, interestingly enough, to the Israeli foreign policy. So I guess all I can say, where did they learn that from? But this particular article really brings to my attention how fed up probably one of the strongest countries in the world, other than the United States, Russia, and China, i.e. Germany, is with what's going on. And I think that that feeling, Chris, is probably going to spread throughout the European Union. What do you think?
It already has. I mean, if you had in isolation countries like Austria, like Hungary, like Italy, if they had their way tomorrow, the U.S. would have nothing to say about what goes on in their part of the world. So it is spreading. As I said, Chancellor Merkel, one minute she's leaning away from having to always take orders from the U.S. and from U.S.-controlled NATO. The next minute she's not. She's very conflicted about that. She knows better, but she's very conflicted about it because there is a stranglehold that the dollar's role in the world has over just about everybody. There has already been some movement in other parts of the world towards development banks that would not have any connection to the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, but it would be largely Asian-centric. development banks where they would forge their own destiny and not have to do it in the way they're told by people in this country. So I don't say that because I'm not patriotic as an American and love my country, but it, again, in our names, the people that run this country and this government have not done the world a whole lot of favors in the recent past. And everybody knows it. And I certainly hope for everybody's sake, including our own as people in our country, that these other countries do come to find an avenue that benefits them down the road to do what they need to do in their own backyard, whether it's Germany and Russia cooperating over energy, whether it's them policing the Middle East rather than us having to do it. They're a whole lot closer to it geographically than we are. All of these different things are things that should be done. So I look forward to the day, and again, I hope to see it when the dollar does not run the world anymore. It's fine if we have it in our own hemisphere. I won't live to see the dollar, its role in our own hemisphere as king of the hill go away, but I certainly hope it goes away globally. A lot of peace could result from that.
Well, I think a lot of peace could result from it. You know, it's really interesting how much the United States really wants to, I would have to say, in the name of self-defense, how much the military-industrial complex wants to continue to make money, number one, and number two, how much they really do want to control the world. Chris, we're down to 30 seconds real quick. Do you think you were ever going to see this happen real quick?
I hope so. I'd be delighted. The unfortunate thing, Al, is probably going to take another major debacle caused by finance, like in 2008, and that will accelerate the move against U.S. and Western-based finance.
I happen to agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at Chris's newsletter, The National Investor. It is really a good one. I highly recommend it. I read it. Mr. T, thank you so much. Folks, it's been great putting together KER Politics this weekend. Chat with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.